Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today. Remember to tell all your friends where they can find me too. Especially if you think that what I discuss is kind of relevant and important. You can always make comments on my Facebook pages, email me directly. Let me know, how you're thinking about all this. So I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist and coach in Southern California. But I have been a glitter and rainbow girl forever and ever, and I love that. I tend to work mostly with the LGBTQIA, BDSM, kink community, anybody that doesn't feel like they kind of fit in that whole traditional sense of the word. And I wouldn't have it any other way, because everybody needs to have somebody that they feel that they can talk to. And that is actually what my job entails. I hope that we get to have a little fun. You might get a little inspiration, might bring a smile to your face and a giggle to your heart, because that is what I want to bring out to all of you. So by now, I hope that some of you, unless you're new, you know how I start my show every week. So make sure you're in a nice, safe place. No driving, moving, things like that. Safe place means safe place. So what I want you to do is take a nice deep breath all the way down. Deep, deep, deep breath. Hold it in. And exhale with a smile. And that's a great way to start every day. If you're going into a meeting you're not sure about, if you're starting your day, if you're having to maybe talk to somebody that you're not too sure you want to really talk to, just giving yourself that wonderful deep breath and that holding it in will slow everything down. Now, part two, which we all know is my favorite part to get to do with all of you, because it's just fun. So we're back to that safe place. I hope none of you moved. And we are going to wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle your toes in your shoes, out of your shoes. I'm kind of out of my shoes right now, which if anybody knows me, I'm usually out of my shoes. Now I want you to wiggle your butt. Come on. I can see you wiggling out there. Squeeze in your cheeks. Come on, wiggle your butt. Because nobody can wiggle their butt without, smiling. It's one of those really funny things that I love to do. And then I want you to take that last deep breath. Hold it in, hold it in, hold it in. And this time as you exhale, I just want you to say, I've got this. Or, today's going to be great. We can do this. A small affirmation that will keep you going. We all have affirmations that we love, little sayings that we've heard along the way. I stick to, we've got this, or I've got this. It helps me kind of, it gives you that sense of security in a weird kind of little way. And then if we've got time, which, we kind of have a little time today. So let's roll your neck. Not so it's going to fall off. Just kind of roll it, move your shoulders, because I want you to be relaxed. And these are little things that you can do with nobody watching. These are things that you can do with everybody watching. This way you have loosened up. You've loosened up your legs. You've loosened up, your bonds. You're low just by doing those little things, you know, wiggle your toes, wiggle your butt, take a deep breath, hold it up, roll your shoulders. These are my sayings. These are my favorite things. And, you know, nothing makes me happier than to hear a client tell me that, you know, when they started to get stressed out, they just started wiggling their toes inside their shoes, or squeezing their butt. So if you do that, please let me know, because that does give me that sense of happy. To keep the show going, I would love for all of you to become Patreon members. I got some great swag. And I want to thank the Bambit app. I always have specials going on that app. It is actually a nationwide app that helps you kind of give back to your community clients. Tamisa's Treats is incredible. You've heard me talk about them. To my newest and most wonderful Patreons, I love you and thank you. We will keep this show going. Come on. So, wow, we got all that taken care of. Good afternoon, my lovelies. And I am talking to every one of you out there. We are now in October, and October means fall. Well, it means fall for some of you. For me, it still means it's 90 degrees outside. But, you know, and with fall and October come Halloween, which is my favorite holiday of all times. People that know me know that I have Halloween everywhere because I'm an October girl, so I love that. But I thought, you know, with October comes the November and December, which make people start stressing out because of the whole holiday thing. I know nobody wants to talk about holidays in October, but it is the beginning of that holiday season, which makes people start thinking about having to travel or go home. And, you know, when you start thinking of those going home, even though we're in this time of COVID, we still start thinking of this. And even though we're not supposed to travel as much, or at least be very careful when we do, if you've ever had to go home to an unwelcomed family or a situation that is horrible for you, your body knows when October's coming. It really does. It's not saying, you know, oh, this year we're not going to have to worry about it. We all know family guilt. We all know that when these times start coming, you start getting those little butterflies in your stomach and you start thinking about, how am I going to make it through this? I don't want to go home. But how do you get out of it? How do you get past this? You know, we have all of our breathing, which I totally recommend. You know me and the breathing. But maybe during this time of COVID, when everybody knows you're supposed to be more careful and kind of avoid people, you know, because how fun can Thanksgiving be if everybody's wearing a mask, eating through their little mask? Not really that fun. So maybe this is your time to kind of make that split. Make some decisions that will make you mentally happier. You know, to stay away from your family, to avoid situations that do make you feel uncomfortable. These are your times. These are absolutely, you know, maybe this is a time to reflect all of the things that you've overcome so far this year, or what you've overcome in your life. You know, the holidays and this time of the year, it starts getting darker a little earlier and your mind starts, but reflect on how far you have come every day you have gotten up, you have made it through that day. Some are harder, some days are better. But good or bad, these are choices and these are decisions that you can make. When you get up in the morning, you can make that decision. How do I want today to go? Now, you don't always have, you don't always get to decide how your day goes. But if you start out with the positive, then it can't get, you know, it can just go up from there. I'm telling you, you know, when you think of the decisions that you've made so far this year, are they good decisions? Are they bad decisions? Because I have made them all. I have made the good. I have made the bad. And they were my choices. Now, do I regret them? No. Would I do them again? Most of them probably not. But the reason why I don't regret these choices is because they've helped make me who I am. They have helped my mental health. Even the bad stuff has helped my mental health, because these are things that you have to conquer. It's the part of the mental, you know, mental health first aid. Mental health, people call it different things, but it's how you are you. It's what makes you you. Your good decisions, your bad decisions. Your, I'm going to take a chance. Or are you going to back up a little bit? This has been a year of transition. This has been a year of huge transitions for some people. Minor transitions for other people. But those transitions and those decisions help make you that person that you want to become. Me, I, you know, my thing is becoming the person I wish I would have had growing up. Now, if I hadn't made some of the good and some of the really bad decisions, I wouldn't be this person. I wouldn't know what I needed. If somebody came and asked me a question ever, what about my career? You know, how did I get here? What if somebody asks you these things? And if you have an, I don't like to use the word normal, but if you've never had any ups and downs, then how have you grown? I don't know. Because with me, it's been a lifetime of ups and downs. You know, I talk about my Weeble Kung Fu. Well, my version of Weeble Kung Fu is about like the It Gets Better program that I love. You know, the advice that you would give a younger you. In my case, it's the advice that, you know, I would not only give the younger me, but the advice that I have given younger kids coming up. And this isn't a gay or a straight thing. It's not. Anybody can have this. If you're in a career that you love and you're just, you know, all the things that you've worked towards it, if somebody comes up and asks you about your career, the ups and downs. How'd you get started? How do you do this? General advice. These are things that you've learned along the way. And they're important things. And your story will be completely different than everybody else's story. Maybe the same job even. But you have to have these ups and downs. So you know, I use my Weeble Kung Fu that when I start going over the past, I think about myself as that lovely little Weeble that kind of wobbles here and wobbles here, kind of made some really bad decisions here, almost popped back up. This is, you know, this is the time. I go through these about every, honestly, I go through these about every 3 months. But people go through them daily. That journaling that I told you about last week. If you didn't catch that episode, you can always find it, you know, on my Facebook site, on my YouTube. But the journaling helps remind you of the good and the bad. And these aren't things for you to show everybody. These are things to remind you how far you have come. With this time that we've gone through and the adjustments and the changes that people have made, for some people, they strive in this time. This was their time to get out there and start something new and do everything that they've wanted to do. And for other people, they may have faltered a little bit. Just what we do. We have our ups and our downs. And that's also, you know, you're part of your mental health. We can't be happy all the time. The one thing that I love telling my clients is it is absolutely okay to have bad days. Some days I wake up and I know that it's a leave me alone day. It's a lock myself in the office. I'm not there for anybody. Other days I wake up, I'm bouncing off the walls to just get out there and go for it. And this is the way people are. Some of my clients believe that they have to be happy all the time. How ridiculous is that? You don't have to be happy for your friends. You don't have to be happy all the time for your family. You don't have to be happy all the time for anybody. We're allowed to go up and down. They make up who are having one of those bad ones. That's fine. Write it down. Write down if you know why you're having a bad day. Is it just a feeling? Did you wake up not feeling well? Kink in your back, big toe hurts, whatever. Write that down so you can go, I had a really bad day and I know why. And if someone brings it up later and go, remember that day you were in such a crabby mood? You can go, yeah, and this is what was happening. Hopefully you have people in your life that will respect that. You know, some do, some don't. The most important thing is taking care of your mental health, that you make it through every single day. And I couldn't tell you all of this if I didn't believe it and I didn't do it. I will never, ever tell you to do something or bring something up for you to do that I won't do myself. And it hasn't always been good. I may suggest something and then think about it and go, yeah, maybe that wasn't such a good plan. But I did it and it's there and it's done. So this part of the Weeble Kung Fu is a lot of this is about the courage. Courage that you need to keep it moving forward. Even if you moved forward a half an inch, quarter of an inch. For some of you that love the metrics, a millimeter. Even if it's just that much, think about that. It's not a matter of every day I have to make great strides. No, every day I have to move just that little bit forward. Even on a bad day, at the end of the day, I try to find one good thing that happened during the day. It could be something I saw, maybe online or, you know, watching a video or something. It could be something funny that one of our animals have done. We have two dogs and a bird, so they are forever doing weird stuff. But even on some of my really bad days, I try to find that one little piece of happy. That little tiny piece of happy. Because that little piece of happy will go up into your brain, into your subconscious, and that will be your gold star for the day. Like in school, when you got little gold stars when good things happen, that's kind of what I'm talking about. You have found that gold star of your day. It may have just been a second long. You got 5 minutes alone to yourself in the bathroom without somebody knocking on the door. I'll take it. I left the house today and walked down and, you know, waved to a neighbor. Perfect. I don't care if you were grumpy the rest of the time. You did it. You made that person smile. Besides making yourself smile, I always like to do where, you know, see if you can make someone else smile. When I'm driving on the road, on the freeway, freeways in LA are crazy, but I will wave to somebody. If I see little kids, you know, looking out the window, I'm going to wave. I'm going to smile, give them a thumbs up, whatever I need to do. Sometimes you see people that are really grumpy next to you and, you know, make a goofy face at them. It's that way. And it's that courage, that little step of taking a chance. You just put yourself out there. You smiled at somebody to see if they would smile back. You got out of your comfort zone. That doing that thing that scares you. Maybe it scares you just a little, smiling to somebody, waving to them. Maybe it scares you a lot. Like that whole thing of not going home for the holidays. Or actually admitting and confronting why it is you don't want to go home. Or to see your family. We all have different reasons why we don't want to travel. The first time I didn't come home from Thanksgiving in college, I totally lied about why I wasn't coming home. But the relief inside of me was huge. Not the lying part, but the relief of not having to confront something that at that time I didn't feel like I was mentally able to handle. We all have our reasons. And like I said, this is not a gay or a straight thing. This is, we all have reasons why sometimes it's better to not confront a situation. But for other people, maybe this is the time to confront it. Have a Zoom call, text message, whatever, and just say, due to COVID, due to whatever it is, I'm not coming home. I'm not going to travel. I want to stay home. Eventually, you may tell them the real reason. But that reason is for you. It's not for them. It's not making excuses to everybody why you can't do something. The other important thing with that courage is to hold your ground that I wasn't coming home. We all have family guilt. And can't you do this and da da da? And we're all gonna, yeah. Don't give into it. Do not. If it's a matter of, you being happy and content and not having that feeling inside of you, that horrible, horrible, beyond butterfly. If you have the courage to stand up for yourself, then you have just given yourself 50 gold stars. When I think of courage, it's also, you know, did you take the opportunity? A lot of times people will hand you an opportunity and you have to make that choice. Am I going to take that little leap of faith or do I stay in my comfort zone? So many times I have stayed in my comfort zone, too scared to take the leap, whether it's been personal, professional, whatever. Am I too scared to take that leap? And sometimes I was. And other times I took a gigantic deep breath. See, it goes back to that. And I said, yes. And sometimes the minute you say, yes, I'm going to do it, everything changes. Your self-confidence changes. The way you feel about things change. Because for you, that's the next step on your journey. That's your next step to being who you want to be. Being who you need to be for you, not being who everybody else wants you to believe or who everybody else wants you to be. I have actually had people tell me that they have gone all the way through medical school right before they're ready to take their finals and everything and realized they absolutely hated being a doctor. Can you imagine that? You've gone through all the schooling, all of the testing. You've gone through all the stuff that you need to do. And you realize at 11:59, you absolutely hate it. And you realize that because you were being a person someone else wanted you to be. Some of those people have turned into incredible artists. Some of those people have turned into, you know, small business owners. Some have become, you know, running their own craft business. Some have taken more of a holistic journey to medical. You know, instead of doing Western medical, they have turned to Eastern medical. But it's having that courage to know when to stop being what everybody else wants you to be. It's your courage. It's, for me this week, speaking of courage, you know, this week I did one of those scary things that meant me stepping out of that box that you know I hate. You know I hate those boxes. But it was one of those things that even after I convinced myself that it was okay, I still didn't want to tell anybody. I was too afraid to show anybody what I had done. I was so nervous about my decision that I almost let it slide. I almost just went, okay, I did it for me. Nobody else needs to know. Nobody else needs to see what I've done. But what would have happened? Then that's like half a star. Because although I did that courageous thing, I only did it for me, so I had to take that next step. And you know when you're about to take that next step, when you're about to post something, or send off an email, send off a picture. And it is the most terrifying thing that can ever happen to you. But you hit the enter key. It's like, oh my goodness, what did I just do? It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's terrifying. But I'm glad I did it. I'm glad that I did this. In this particular case, it was a picture that I had sent out to a few people. But it was important for me to take the next step. Because if you only do half of it, yeah, you get a silver star, maybe bronze. But if you want the full gold star, that your courage, think of that when you watch The Wizard of Oz. And the wizard gives the Cowardly Lion that gigantic medal. This thing is like huge, that says courage on it. The only way you get one of those medals is if you finish. No halfway, you just have to finish it. And for me, hitting that enter key to send it off was a bonus to my mental health, because I fought a fear. My fear was, will I get ridiculed? My fear was, will nobody like it? Will nobody like me? Will they think I'm weird? Will they, I mean, we've all heard them. But for me, I had to do that. It was my time to strive. It was my time to hit the enter button and the send and actually know that I was mentally equipped enough that I could take comments and I could take criticism. That's the really important thing when you're doing these little steps of courage. You start out doing them for you, but make sure that when you do that final step, that you are actually mentally secure enough with your everything that you've had to do, you know, to take the criticism. And there was criticism, and I'm okay with that, because it was one step closer. And now I have this thing that I did that I can put in my checkout box, you know, in my subconscious. It goes under the victories. It goes under the victories. If I had never, you know, hit send, then it would have to go into the, I was too scared, maybe I'll try again. And sometimes with, that goes back to the courage, the journaling, the everything else, is that when you write it down, even if you didn't have the courage this time, you know, to post your picture or to record the message or to do what you need to do, write it down and write down how close were you? How close were you? Were you nowhere near that and you just needed to work it out in your head? That's good. Or were you just right on the edge? You can use these as scales back and forth. I still have many, many things on my list that I haven't had the courage to do yet, but I'm still growing. So embrace the fear. Embrace it. Know that mentally, emotionally, physically, sometimes your fear can overtake you. you're so close to doing that thing, that whatever it is that pops you up to that next level, that, you know, you can be physically shaking. Your whole body, you're mentally, like I said, mentally, physically, emotionally, you have to make sure that you're there. But if you embrace that and make it a game, I know, make it a game though. If you have a piece of art or a, you know, whatever it is, a story, something that you've been working on, an idea that you've been thinking about. I know people that invent little things and they're always afraid to show people. I suggest the first thing you do is, after you've come to grips with how you feel about it personally, send it to one person. One person in your life that you know will support you no matter what. Or if they don't always 100% support you, tell them, you know, what they're going to do is they'll give you advice. It won't be mean, but at least you've taken that teeny tiny step, that little half an inch, that little millimeter, because once you've done that and you've said it out loud or you've showed it, you've taken that little teeny tiny gold star. You've accepted it. You've embraced your fear. You've held on to your courage. You've held it right here, and you've let it go. So next time, it'll be easier. And after that, it'll be a little bit easier. But take your time. You know, we weeble kung fuers. Sometimes we need a little more time than the average person. Nothing for us happens immediately. We're all on kind of our slow road. We're all kind of in that area of do it, don't it, think about it, overthink about it, underthink, overthink about it some more. Yes, I am an overthinker. Anybody that has ever met me knows this. But, and here's the big but, overthinking does not mean not doing. I'm going to try that one for you again. Overthinking the situation does not equal not doing it. Sometimes we overthink things and we go over and over and over, and we can actually talk ourselves into it, whatever it is, as much as we talk ourselves out of it. Take your time. You know, have somebody, if you trust somebody, have them hit the send button or the post or the whatever. Sometimes that works. You only get a silver star for that one, because for me to get the big gold star, you actually have to do it yourself. But you've made that little inch forward. So I'm going to give you half a gold star on that one. And your subconscious looks at those and adds them up. These are the good things. People always think that their subconscious only collects the bad stuff. So the memories, the bad memories. No, your subconscious remembers the good stuff. They remember the good memories that will come out when you need them the most. Let's say that you had started a project, you talked yourself out of it, and you've been going on and on and off and on, and you've read over your notes and you've seen how close you are. And then one day you just get up and do it. You just do. Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. Just do it. You're going to hit that sense of, oh, what did I just do? But that's okay too. When you're doing these acts of courage, I can't go home for the holidays. I mentally cannot do this. I need to leave this job, or I need to start this job. All of those are little steps of courage. All of those are taking your little weeble kung fu-ness and going, you know what? I may get knocked down, but okay, I rework it. Maybe it'll just work the next time. And with all of these things, you have learned ways to handle your mental well-being, handle your stress, not just with the breathing, but, you know, maybe, you know, guided journeys, maybe seeing someone for counseling or help, starting a meditation group. Maybe you need to start going to an online exercise group. It's just the courage. It's just that little tiny step. We all do things that we regret, but that doesn't mean that all your gold stars go away. All that means is that we're not going to do that again. If we falter and we try something, I have had some epic fails, and I do mean epic fails. Okay, I made it through them. I made it through. I still avoid things that I'm not ready to handle, but then we all are. We're in this time where if you can make it happen for you, if you can strive for it, if you can accept the fear, if you can grab the courage, you're not alone. There are so many of us doing the same thing. We're trying stuff one little step at a time. You're not the only one stressed out. You're not the only one that has looked at that box and went, I'm tired of just being in here. I'm tired of what this means. So your question after that is, if you're tired of what it means for you to be in that situation, are you ready to stomp that box? That get out of your box, that whole thing. Stomp it. Get it. Start with little things. I don't generally start with little things anymore. I generally start with gigantic things, but start with little things. Start with leaving your house to take a walk around the block. Start with the little things of smiling at a neighbor, especially if they have animals, if they're taking their dog for a walk. People always expect you to smile when they see you have an animal. So start there. Who knows? Next thing you know, you're smiling at everybody. And maybe if you started smiling, then you could give that smile to someone and they can pass it on to someone else. These are all things that we have in our little toolbox that we can use. If if you're with somebody or you're talking with somebody, pass on the breathing. Tell them to wiggle their toes and wiggle their butt. They're going to look at you really strange, but they're going to do it. And then they're going to laugh. Ta-da! Gigantic gold star. So I would love for any of you that are doing these little things, if you get inspiration. I get inspiration from people I meet, from music, from things that I see, from find the good things. You can always find the little tiny good things. But remember to take little breaks for you. Take little tiny 5-minute breaks, little tiny 10-minute breaks. You know, if you're alone in the house, turn on the radio, dance around, wiggle your butt everywhere, take off your shoes, feel the carpet in your toes or the wood or whatever. You know, let it be your time. You can do this. You can dance with around our house too. Call them. We've done Zoom parties before. Everybody, you know, call a relative that may not be doing so good. Play them something happy. When you call somebody that may not be, or you get in contact with somebody that may not be doing the best, give them something to smile about. Don't feed into the crazy. I guess that would be my big thing this week, is don't give in to the crazy. Know that you're strong enough, and that you're strong enough for you to do these wonderful things that you're dying to do. You can also pass that along, and you can make other people feel like they're also strong enough. That's such the greatest thing that you can do. We have a neighbor that hasn't been doing well. So I like to go across the street and make faces through her window. Okay. It makes her laugh. She doesn't feel as much pain as she's in. And I get my little tiny gold star. So I hope that you all have wonderful gold stars. But, you know, leave the house. Call a friend. Read a book. Watch cartoons. The other night, we watched cartoons. They make me laugh. Nothing is better than Bugs Bunny when you're in a bad mood. Know that you can keep moving forward. In your journal, if you've started a journal like we talked about last week, today's journal, go, need to smile at someone. I am part of the Weeble Kung Fu Nation. Yes, I am a Weeble. I can do this. I can move a little forward. And if I've got to scoot back a little bit, that's all right too. But know that you're just going to keep moving forward. Just going to keep going. So today we've talked about courage, embracing your fear, stepping out of the box, scrunching up the box, just little tiny steps forward, and believe in yourself. Believe in yourself mentally, emotionally. I'll get physically on my Facebook page. I have a YouTube channel, Hypno Fairy Godmother. I am all over social media. I like to post fun little cute things. I want you to post fun little cute things. The new podcast is up on iTunes, Spotify, I just got on iHeartRadio. How exciting is that? I want to tell everybody about that. I need to have downloads. Come on. You can do this. But stay in contact with me. Email me, hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. I will answer you back. I promise. You are not alone. You're not alone. I may just look like a face on a screen, but I'm here for you. I'm here. So take that last deep breath. Come on, we need to take those deep breaths. Hold it. Release that smile. I hope to see you next week. Actually, I know I'll see you next week, because we're family. And I am your family, whoever you are. So have a great week, and I know that I will see you all next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.